Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about contract, because he's due for another one. Contract extension going to be coming his way. His salary cap hit next year, almost 75 mil, is that correct? We've seen others get done. Patrick Mahomes just sitting back watching this all unfold. Josh Allen just redid his deal. So we're seeing it happen. But that's Lamar talking about his next contract, which I'm assuming will go smoother than the last one. So, Noel and Vinny, let's go back to the Pablo Torre podcast. Finds out the decision. It was an arbitration decision with the NFL and the Players Association and all of this. And collusion against the players. Limiting guaranteed monies. And if I'm wrong, help me out. I usually am. This all stems from Deshaun Watson getting over $200 million, $250, I believe it was, in guaranteed dough. Unheard of. Never happened before, will never happen again, sort of things. So let's go back to the genesis of this hearing in the first place and why Lamar Jackson's a prominent part of this discussion.
Yeah, well, when Deshaun Watson did that contract, I mean, Bob, I think I recall us saying as soon as we found out that it happened, there's going to be a lot of people pissed off.
No doubt.
And Bisciotti talked, and he said that that was going to make things a lot more difficult, the guaranteed money. And I think that's why, you know, for the Ravens, letting a couple other contracts get done, because what they had to do was say, that guy, that owner, he's one of one. That's an outlier contract. That is
not. And I
not,
think Bisciotti pretty much said that.
Yeah,
too.
And that's kind of what everybody else did, was nobody caved to that. Because agents, they're all salivating. They say, hey, if one did it, then we're going to try. Then everybody's going to try to get it because one got it. But then, you know, they're listening to all the other owners about their plan. No, that ain't happening. That is one fool going rogue. You know, that is not going to happen. You know, so that's why those other contracts getting done, I think that's why, you know, the Ravens probably felt good, although they did offer 3 years totally guaranteed is the way it sounds. And he wanted more, which most people do. You know, I mean, you want some length to your deal. You want a five-year deal. And Eric's talking about, you know, why not and all those times. Because here's the thing about it is, whether you mean it or not mean it, it's just part of negotiations. You're trying to get the, because Eric's not representing Eric. Eric's representing the Ravens, you know, and Lamar's representing Lamar, you know. So Eric's got to do what he's got to do to try to get the best deal, you know, and to say what he has to say. Yeah, I mean, it's just part of negotiations. And when do deals get done? When there's a deadline. And what was the deadline for Lamar? The draft. And, you know, because Eric was shocked that he took the deal. You know why? Because they were going to take somebody the next day. And then Lamar's probably like, holy hell, then what am I going to do? Because they gave him, you know, with the tag that they gave him, other teams were able to talk to him. But, all right. Lamar, as the agent, that's where it hurts not having an agent, because you have no relationship with any of these people, other teams, you know, to call. Who do I call, you know, and do all those types of things? So that made things that much more difficult for Lamar, because it sounds like Lamar, you know, he didn't even give Eric a list of teams that he wanted.
They requested a trade.
Yeah.
DaCosta's like, well, who do you want to go to? And he never responded with that. I do remember Arthur Blank saying, you know, he gets hurt too much, talking about Lamar Jackson, yeah, as Atlanta's been in this quarterback quandary since Matt Ryan's skills diminished. But Nolan, what do you think? Lamar Jackson. Now, with all of this, I mean, colluding, hey, baseball got banged big time in the 80s for colluding against free agency way back when. But Wilson and Kyler, Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray were others seeking fully guaranteed deals on the heels of this Watson, which is 230 guaranteed.
So when we talk collusion, that's just the idea of it, or the execution of it. I mean, because Vinny mentioned it briefly there, and it's all in these documents, that the Ravens did offer a fully guaranteed deal, but it just wasn't long enough. Well, all right, that meets the parameters of fully guaranteed. Unless I'm missing something here, there's something that's lost in translation. If he signed that deal, are we even talking about this today? If he got a fully guaranteed deal, but it was only 3 years, where does this collusion stuff come into play? The league could still be talking behind the scenes, and that appears to be the case, sure, that, hey, you know, don't hand out these bonuses and all that stuff, and talking about Watson in particular. I'm not going to deny that there was an idea of this behind the scenes, but to say that the Ravens were fully in on it or benefited from it, I mean, they were willing to hand him the guaranteed deal.
I would say this, when those owners, when they get in their meetings and it's owners only, so it's only 32 people in that meeting, you know, after that contract, you know they're talking. Yeah, I mean, they're like, hey, this will ruin. We cannot have. I would be totally shocked if that didn't happen.
Sure.
Knowing owners and stuff, absolutely it happened.
And when does it stop? Starts with quarterbacks, then it goes to wide receivers, goes to running backs.
Yep.
I mean, any star player just wants this fully guaranteed money, trying to work in the parameters within of a salary cap. Because the owners of all the sports leagues, right? Baseball's always been considered the strongest with the players' union. I guess NBA, I don't really know what the NHL. I mean, their highest paid players don't even make $20 million a year.
No.
Right? So, I mean, the NFL was always like, we generate the most dough and get the least. I mean, they have more players on a roster, so you got a lot to deal with there. I mean, coaching staffs have, what, 20 people? There's a lot of people that need to get paid, but salary cap for your roster alone, it's a lot of dough for a limited number of stars that are going to get paid. It's a crazy thing. We'll come back, talk about that with Cordell Woodland. NBA draft is tonight. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night. Mike Axisa, will talk baseball with him. Remember how hot the Twins were? They're the exact opposite of that right now. Cardinals are heating up, and then the Orioles just keep wallowing in this mediocre thing that they're in. Actually, 11 games under .500. They're not even mediocre. They're less than mediocre. Funhouse, news from the Nest, back to Lamar talk. So if you want to get in, you can. Woman Crush Wednesday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.